This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.
Tired of your quiet routine? How about leaving your computer games behind and taking up an extreme sport? You can ride a bicycle, right? In that case, you're halfway to becoming a mountain biker. All you have to do is take your bike off the road and try some rough terrain. Mountain biking was developed in California in the 1970s and became an Olympic sport in 1996. In the London 2012 Games, athletes had to navigate a 4.7-kilometre track in less than 2 hours. Not challenging enough? Skydivers jump from aircraft at an altitude of 1,000 to 4,000 metres. You have to be fit, but there's no age limit with this sport. Dilys Price from Cardiff went on her first jump aged 54. The minute she came down, she wanted to go up again. "I was hooked," said Dilys. Some adrenaline junkies are even bolder. They've invented base jumping, in which people leap from tall structures such as buildings or bridges with a parachute. Many of their stunts aren't legal, especially in urban areas. Dan Wichels has jumped off the Shard, London's 310-metre-high skyscraper, 4 times. He says base jumping is scarier than jumping out of a plane. In a plane, there's no perception of height, but when you're standing on the edge of the building, you can see people and cars. It makes it very real. It seems there's no lack of imagination when it comes to risking life to look cool and get the heart pounding. Surfing, scuba diving, rock climbing. How about turning one of your chores into a daredevil pursuit? Extreme ironing isn't for wimps. Pressing your shirt on top of a mountain could be dangerous, depending on the mountain. Extreme ironing is said to have been created in the 1990s in the English town of Leicester by a man who saw a pile of wrinkled clothes and felt bored. That was Phil Shaw, who also won the only extreme ironing championships ever held in Germany in 2002. For him, the thrill of this sport comes from looking at the spectators' faces. Shaw says, "Sometimes they look confused, sometimes they laugh. It's fun to see how people respond to it."
Takeaway English from the BBC.